time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
You know, it started out as just a cute little subject that I thought would be interesting to talk about on the line of fire, but the more I've looked at it, the more I've reflected on it, I honestly think this could be one of the most important subjects I've ever talked about on the broadcast. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today. Number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or email me directly at Dr. Brown, that's Dr. Brown, at askdrbrown.org. Okay, what's the subject? Very simply, what is the biggest time waster in your life? What is the single biggest time waster in your life? I became aware of a study. I was roughly aware of the general stats, but saw it fleshed out more. Studies came out earlier this year. I heard them referenced more recently. U.S. kids using media almost blank hours a day. How many hours? Fill in the blank. U.S. kids using media almost blank hours a day. The answer is almost 8 hours a day. Now, we're talking about kids. I'm going to be talking to adults through most of this show. But this is absolutely startling. It, by the way, it's not a total surprise given what stats were in the past. But check this out. Here's a Business Week report. January 20th of this year, the amount of time American children and teens spend watching TV, playing video games, or surfing the internet has increased dramatically to almost 8 hours a day, a new report finds. 8 hours a day. Almost, that's almost 56 hours a week. Think of your work week. If you're out of the home working 40 hours a week, 50 hours, that's a lot. Almost 60 hours, that's massive. Kids using media almost 8 hours a day. The report says, in fact, over the past 5 years, the amount of time the average 8 to 18-year-old spent with media is up by 1 hour, 17 minutes, from 6 hours, 21 minutes in 2004 to 7 hours, 38 minutes now. So I guess it comes to over 53 hours. Co-reporter Victoria Rideout said the thing that jumps out is the enormous amount of time kids spend consuming media. More than 7.5 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's more than 53 hours a week, more time than grown-ups spend in a full-time job. Now, I've got some shocking stats to share with you. I mean truly shocking when they're broken down, amount of time that parents spend with kids as opposed to amount of time kids spend with TV, etc. We haven't talked about texting, kids texting each other, adults texting each other, but I'm convinced, friends, that most of us, I know many of you are busy. I know I'm talking to soccer moms. I know I'm talking to busy dads. I know I'm talking to pastors who are laboring around the clock. But I believe most of us waste a lot of time, even every day, if not every week. Time that could be redeemed, time that could be used constructively, be it to better our lives, to spend time with God, to minister to others. I mean, it could be used in 1,000 ways better than we presently use it. So, what is the number one time waster in your life? Here's what we're going to look at. We're first going to try to break this down and see where the categories fall. I've asked this question on Facebook and got a lot of fascinating replies. Not surprising either in terms of the number one time-wasting thing people talked about on Facebook. But in your life, what is the number one time waster? Is it talking needlessly on the phone or face-to-face? Is it surfing the net? Is it watching TV, movies, video games? Is it just texting back and forth? Is it social networking? Is it reading things you don't need to read? Is it some hobby that's just a total waste or being consumed with sports or whatever? Excuse me. What is the number one time waster in your life? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you're a parent and you have kids between an 8 and 18, what is the number one time waster in your kids' lives? Let me share some stats. We've got all these links on the website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire for today's show, and you'll have these links. This is a report from Professor Norman Hare, Professor of Science Education, California State University, Northridge. And this is just focusing on TV. Are you ready? According to the AC Nielsen Company, the average American watches more than 4 hours of TV each day, or 28 hours a week, 2 months of nonstop TV watching per year. In a 65-year life, that person will have spent 9 years glued to the tube. Can you think, friends, of wasting 9 years of your life? And hang on, kids now, according to the research, are wasting about 18 years of their life in the first 65. Look at these stats. Family life, percentage of households that possess at least one television, 99%. Number of TV sets, the average U.S. household, 2.24. Again, this is just focusing on TV. Right now, internet may be even bigger drain, bigger time waster. Percentage of U.S. homes with three or more TV sets, 66%. Number of hours per day that TV is on in an average U.S. home, 6 hours, 47 minutes. Percentage of Americans that regularly watch television while eating dinner, 66%. Number of hours of TV watched annually by Americans, 250 billion. Value of time, assuming an American wage of just $5 an hour, $1.25 trillion at $5 an hour. Percentage of Americans who pay for cable TV, 56%. Number of videos rented daily in the U.S., 6 million. Number of public libraries checked out daily, 3 million. Percentage of Americans who say they watch too much TV, 49%. Okay, now, listen to this. We're just talking about TV. And my question to you is, what is the number one time waster in your own life? If you're honest, just give us a call and say, oh, number one time waster in my life is such and such. Children. Approximate number of studies examining TV's effect on children, 4,000. Number of minutes per week that parents spend in meaningful conversation with their children. This is average Americans according to surveys. Number of minutes per week that parents spend in meaningful conversation with their children per week. You ready? 3.5 minutes per week. I know this is mind-boggling. I'm just reporting what studies indicate. Number of minutes per week that the average child watches television, 1,680. You want to hear that again? Number of minutes per week that parents spend in meaningful conversation with their children, 3.5. Number of minutes per week that the average child watches television, 1,680. Percentage of daycares, centers that use TV during a typical day, 70%. Percentage of parents who'd like to limit their children's TV watching, 73%. Percentage of 4 to 6-year-olds who, when asked to choose between watching TV and spending time with their fathers, prefer television, 54%. Hours per year the average American youth spends in school, 900 hours. Hours per year the average American youth watches television, 1,500 hours. Number of murders seen, on TV by the time an average child finishes elementary school, 8,000 murders. I know we've heard these before, but I'm reminding you. Number of murders seen on TV by the time an average child finishes elementary school, 8,000. Number of violent acts seen on TV by age 18, 200,000. Friends, this is staggering. I know we've heard this, but this is staggering. Percentage of Americans who believe TV violence helped precipitate real-life mayhem, 79%. It's not just a matter of wasting time. It's a matter of how the time is being wasted on top of it. It's a matter of how people are polluting themselves and defiling themselves. Mindless wasting of time is bad enough when we have one life to live and the things that we do on a daily basis could have an eternal impact. Oh, that's big enough. But it's a whole lot bigger when the things that we're wasting our time with are negative, polluting. I wonder the amount of time spent on pornography by your average adult, especially adult male in America. I've got stats here about the records for text messages in a given month that are mind-boggling. and some things I want to propose to you today about lifestyle changes. But we'll even break it down to just try for it one day, or maybe doesn't really want to go for it for 1 week. When we come back, I want to share with you. I asked this question earlier today on our Facebook page. If you're not part of that, just go to Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. I asked this question earlier, which is, what is the number one time waster in your life? I put that question up on Facebook, and the number one answer I got, well, I'll tell you on the other side of the break. So stay with us and give us a call. What's the number one time waster in your life? 866-34-TRUTH. Before the show's over, I will give you some constructive wisdom on how to make some lifestyle changes, and I'll be preaching to myself as well. Wasting time. You know, if you lose money, you can potentially get money back. If you lose friends, get your old friends back, get new friends. Lose your health, you can recover your health in many cases. Lose time, it's gone. We're talking today about time wasting. What is the number one greatest time waster in your own life? 866-34-TRUTH. You don't have to give us anything philosophical or explain in detail the reasons. I'm just curious to know what is it in a given day, the end of the day, that was not necessary, that was not essential, that could have been done without, that took your time? Was it just sitting in front of the TV? Was it watching a movie needlessly? I mean, there's some times where there's something important to watch, maybe it's a family for some educational purpose. Was it being consumed with sports, following the latest stats? Was it social networking? Was it surfing the internet? Was it endless emails? I can tell you the number one time waster in my life, let me rephrase this. It is not the number one time waster. It is the number one thing that consumes my time that I wish didn't consume my time, but I don't know a way around, and that is emails, which most folks I know think are a blessing as well as a curse. I'm just going to check in my account here, and I'm just going to look at messages that I've sent out. I don't know what the time period is over a period of years, though. In my sent folder, it's 54,715. 54,715. Now, I want you to understand something. This is not just silly conversations. Most of these are things of substance. But boy, it can just be so overwhelming. It's just so much. It's not like a phone call that you miss and you don't get back to. I mean, this is something sitting there staring at you at a certain level. But there's something I know that I could cut out, which is, because I'm looking for interesting news and information to be aware of what's happening in society and to look at things that are relevant for the Line of Fire broadcast, because of that, I'm online. I always like to be wired and connected. Many people are like that. I'm definitely like that. The moment the plane lands, I want to check my emails. It's kind of a love-hate thing. You want to know what's going on. But certainly, I spend time on many days just surfing the net needlessly, getting online and surfing online needlessly, information I don't need to know. It's fine to relax, but there are other ways to relax, and there are plenty of other things to do that are constructive. And, you know, it's not just kids between the ages of 8 and 18 that are supposedly spending 53 hours plus per week on media. The impact on our kids is massive, the negative impact, but on our own lives too, friends. I mean, come on, many of us don't have enough time to really meet with the Lord, don't have enough time to really pray, and I don't have enough time to really read the Word in a quality way. I don't have enough time really for family in a quality way. I don't have enough time just to develop my own life or to exercise or to read or meditate or to do whatever the thing is, and yet we waste a lot of time in our culture. The crazy thing is, the busier the culture has become and everything pulling at you day and night, the more time that we waste. 866-34-TRUTH. So, when I asked this question on Facebook, what's the biggest time waster in your life? And if you have teenagers, what would you say is the biggest time waster in their lives? First response, Facebook. Aha. Second response, Facebook. Next response, biggest time waster in my life, paying bills. I should set up everything on auto pay. Next response, sadly enough, I've got to say Facebook as well. Next, television. Next, Facebook. Next, Facebook. Next, laughing out loud. Oh, boy, I have to say Facebook, laughing out loud. And for my son, video games as well. And to me, playing video games is the bigger waste of time. Games, television, all caps, several exclamation points. I hate it. I hate it. This is someone being really honest and saying terrible waste of time. I hate it, and yet I do it. Can I just throw something out? Can you imagine how America would be transformed if Christians redeemed the time? Can you imagine how our nation would be rocked? Can you imagine how families would be transformed if we redeemed the time? You say, well, don't get legalistic with me. Don't lay a trip on me. Tell you what, we are so far from laying a trip on people. We waste so much time on so many things that the last concern I have is that I'm going to lay a legalistic trip on you. I'd rather that you got caught up with a little bit of a trip and got unaddicted to some of the things and then worked it out in a balanced, life-giving way. Let me just look at a few more comments here. Facebook, but I'd probably use something else if Facebook were not available. TV, no doubt about it. For the teenagers, the biggest time waster is texting on the cell phone. My kids are now, after learning the hard way, only allowed to have their phone when they leave the house. Interesting one. Gotta say, engaging in Christian debates often turns out to be a great time waster. Internet. Hey, here's another question. Why is Facebook a waste of time? You log in, say hi to a few friends, check Dr. Brown's pages for updates, and log off. Why is that a waste of time? Hey, Jacob, who posted that, man, that's the way to do it. Use it constructively, productively, check my page for updates, and then log off. Good job, man. So he says TV. Steve says Facebook and solitaire. Another comment says Facebook for sure. Facebook, these are all people posting on Facebook, that which I was pretty sure was going to happen, that the number one time waster for them is Facebook. For those that don't use it, just social networking and meaningless. Oh, I just sat down and had Cheerios for breakfast. Oh, I'm tired. I'm happy. I had a good day, I had a bad day. Kids, I got to change the diaper. And we just kind of share everything with everybody. As one New Testament scholar said many years ago when asked about this, too much information. Someone said Bejeweled, obviously a game that is played. All right, let me grab one call. John in Garden City. Thanks for calling, John.
Dr. Brown, it's a pleasure to be with you on the radio. By listening to your program today, I can't help it but ask you, what planet are you from? Because sadly enough, America indulges in all these things on a daily basis, Christians, and we can't get away from all these things. And I love to know a way to get away from all these things, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, well, as the show goes on, especially the last part of the show, I'm going to try to give some constructive ideas as some things that we can do. But, John, we weren't able to talk. We were having some phone problems when you tried to call in earlier in the week. But you live in Garden City, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I know who you are. I met you about 10 years ago, 12 years ago at Times Square Church in New York City.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that used to be my home away from home when I lived in Maryland and preached there so many times. Yeah, but I went to West Hempstead High School, even though I lived in next to Long Beach. And then went to, when Nancy and I were first married, the first apartment we had was in Hempstead. So we were neighbors to Garden City. But
Can I give you an example of one weekend with Christians here in New York?
I tell you what, if you can do it, stay with us through the break, and we'll get your example on the other side. All right. I'm eager to hear this. And when we come back, some texting statistics. What is the record for text messages sent in a month? Thanks for joining us today, friends. Michael Brown, blessed to be with you as we talk about the greatest time wasters in our lives. Friends, I said at the outset of the show that what initially presented itself to me as a cute topic to discuss increasingly became something that I felt might be one of the most important things we've ever talked about. Now, I imagine if I renew the question about should Christians keep dietary laws or how do we pronounce the name Yeshua, we'll get a ton more comments on the website at AskDrBrown.org, line of fire. But I believe this is more important than either of those questions. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'm about to give you some shocking stats on the record for text messages sent out in a month, and then just give you some practical advice in terms of ways to turn the tide in terms of time wasting. John, thanks for staying with us on hold through the break. You just wanted to tell us about a weekend that you spent with Christians in New York.
Yeah, basically, Dr. Brown, I've thought about the past the weekend I spent with most of my friends who are actually professing Christians, including myself. We spent 3 days. And as I think about the time, what we did is I could tell you that we ate three or four times a day. We talked a lot about things that have absolutely nothing to do with God. There was a lot of alcohol consumed. There was a lot of secular music consumed as well, movies. And the only time we talked about God, there was anything mentioned with God, is when we went Sunday, we went to a little church. Well, we were there from 11 to 12 o'clock. And even afterwards, that church invited people to a picnic. And I thought that maybe at the picnic, there might be some interesting conversation about God. And nobody even wants to talk about it. It's almost like a compartment. You know, we only talk about God on Sunday between 11 and 12 p.m. During the week, we want nothing to do with it. Don't play that Christian music. Don't tell me anything. We're going to talk about this on Sunday. And, you know, I'm not looking to judge anybody or my friends or anything like that. I'm just looking at my own life, and I'm saying, man, what is wrong with this picture here when we do all these different things, but yet any time you bring up a subject or anything about God, people are not interested in talking about it. They want to keep it for Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal, John. We talk about the things that interest us. We talk about the things that are most important to us. And when Jesus is the most important thing and person in our lives, that's what we'll talk about. It doesn't mean you can't talk about anything else. You know, we may have to do business and deal with secular things and so on and just relaxing time with family and so on. But the bottom line is, if God himself was really important to us, if our service of him was really important to us, that's what we'd talk about. He'd be the subject of our conversations. And in fact, Ephesians 5 tells us that we should speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, that this should be the overflow of our lives to one another. So something is absolutely missing when Jesus is not central. And I'm quite sure, John, that if we didn't waste so much time on non-essential things, be it movies, be it surfing the internet, be it video games, be it TV, be it other wastes of time, if we didn't spend so much time wasted and spent more time with the Lord, he would be glorified in our eyes, and we'd want to talk about him all the time. Hey, John, thanks for calling in, but there is hope. There are people whose hearts are burning and who want more of the Lord. So, but hey, if John was just speaking to you and that's the hangout time you have with your friends, it seems odd. It seems odd. If Jesus is really central and wonderful in our lives, that we need to take a break from him and that he just fits in little compartments in our lives. Look, we've got to be alert to the fact that no generation in the history of the human race has had more potential distractions than ours. Come on, just think of that. Isn't that worth considering when you examine your life? No generation in the history of the world has had more potential distractions than our generation. And it's only getting more extreme, and we're only getting more addicted to them and more dependent on them. And the more time we waste, the less time we have for that which really matters. Okay, check this out. This is a report on Gizmodo.com from earlier in the year. The story of a 13-year-old girl sending 14,000 text messages in a single month got a lot of press, but truth be told, that figure is actually fairly low. Now, do the math on it. 14,000 in a month. You divide that by 10, you've got 1,400. You divide that by 3, you've got over 400. So you're talking over 400 text messages a day. But that's nothing. For example, Sprint has confirmed that a 14-year-old Florida girl sent or received around 35,463 text messages in a month on two separate occasions. That works out to 1,182 a day. I mean, this is back and forth. And you can almost guarantee that almost all of it was absolutely non-essential. That almost all of it was wasted time and wasteful use of time. But as sad and depressingly impressive as that is, the report continues, those numbers don't come anywhere near the Guinness record. Apparently that honor is held by a man, a grown man, by the name of Deepak Sharma. He managed to send, this is, obviously he was doing it to set a record. I mean, that's my assumption. He managed to send, are you ready? 182,689 messages in a single month. Shall I repeat that? 182,689 messages in a single month, about 6,100 messages a day, or 4.2 messages a minute. Yeah, that is insane. 4.2 text messages a minute. And that's the pace. Remember, he had to sleep, so it's more when he's awake. That's the pace he kept up for a month. And you assume he had unlimited text plans. Otherwise, he is probably going to be paying that bill off for the rest of his life. So, in your own life, what's the number one time waster? Look at it ruthlessly. Because, in point of fact, these things are destroying us. It may be as simple as social networking on Facebook or tweeting on Twitter. Maybe as simple as surfing the net to keep up with the latest news or sports or whatever your particular hobby interest may be. It may be sitting in front of the television. It may be watching movies, playing video games, sending text messages. But these things are destroying us and robbing us and sapping us of strength and vitality and passion and fervor and robbing others because we are supposed to be touching others. And at the end of the day, or maybe the beginning of the day, we just give God, throw God a few little scraps or leftovers or whatever we can squeeze in. And then it's not just a matter of taking care of our kids and working our jobs and taking care of our studies and doing the things we have to do. That's enough. That's enough of a load. Many of you are very, very busy just with that. But when we add in the time waste on top of it, it is utterly destructive. So we come back. I want to give you some scriptural principles and talk about practical ways to redeem the time and change our lives. All right. We're not going to waste anyone's time here on the Line of Fire. We're going to make the remaining minutes count as we try to make every minute count. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us, 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, tomorrow we plan to broadcast live from our studio in Jacksonville, one of our affiliate stations, 91.7 FM, The Truth. And then in the evening, we'll be preaching. There'll be a special meeting at New Life Christian Fellowship, L'Chaim service led by Paul Wilbur, one of the most anointed worship leaders I know anywhere in the world, and I'll be bringing the message after. But make sure you tune in the afternoon, and we'll be taking your questions on the hardest issues as always. Okay, so we've been talking about time wasters, the greatest time wasters in our lives, what they are, how to deal with them. Let me throw out a few principles. Ephesians 5:16, Paul exhorts us to redeem the time because the days are evil. Some translations explain it to mean making the most of every opportunity. That's really what he's talking about. The image is literally redeeming the time. In other words, buying back the opportunities. We have a limited number of these opportunities. We live in dark days with Satan on the warpath. This is what Paul's writing 2,000 years ago. The light of Jesus shining through us. These are urgent hours. They were urgent then. They're urgent today. Let's make the most of every opportunity. Now, I'm going to give you some constructive thoughts, but first let me try to emphasize it like this. Let's say you hadn't seen your kids or your grandkids in a year, and you had a 48-hour period to do that. You're going to be visiting. They're back in from overseas. You're seeing them across the country, whatever it is. First time face-to-face. You haven't seen your grandkids in a year. You haven't seen your kids in a year. You had 48 hours together. Would you spend all that time watching television by yourself in your hotel room? Would you sleep and then just get online and surf the internet and maybe like 3 minutes sit with them? No, you would be ruthless with your schedule to get the maximum time possible with them. Those of you that are in a romantic relationship and you are looking forward to, you're engaged, you're looking forward to getting married, you look for opportunities to spend together, don't you? And you cherish those opportunities because it's because you're in love. If you had some spending spree, okay, you had a one-hour spending spree through, maybe you're into Apple computers and you go through the Mac store. You got half an hour, okay. Well, somebody should get the Mac store. So you got a half an hour, right? Would you spend 29 minutes online emailing people, or would you get everything you could and throw it in your cart? Our lives are more valuable than a half hour in a Mac store or even a day or two with our kids and grandkids. Our lives in terms of what they could bear for God are more important than that. And we must look at our schedules. I know some of you are pushing hard and you say, I don't have an extra minute in the day. I'm not permanently talking to you. Although I think most of us, even that are really busy, still waste time on a daily basis. I'm not talking about just the need to unwind. I understand that. Need to unwind, slow down. Okay, Sabbath rest is very important. I'm talking about lifestyle where we waste time every day. First thing is put the most important things first. Put the most important things first. I heard a fantastic illustration by one of our faculty members here at Fire School of Ministry, faculty member named Brian Parkman. He'd seen this or heard this done. A guy takes a giant vase or vase, whatever you want to call it, and fills it with good-sized rocks, fills it to the brim, and says, is this filled? And everyone says, yeah, it's filled. And then he goes and takes these tiny pebbles and begins to drop them down into the vase, and before you know it, they're filling all kinds of parts of it. And is it filled now? Yeah, it's filled. And then he takes this gravel, even smaller, and begins to pour that in, and okay, is it filled? Yeah, now it's filled. Well, then he takes sand and begins to pour it in, there's still more room, and then it gets... Now there's just no room for anything. And he says, it's filled. Yeah, now it's filled. What's the lesson? Well, I know the answer, I thought, is there's always room for more. You can always get more. No, that wasn't the lesson. The lesson was put the big rocks in first or there'll never be room for them. Put the big rocks in first or there'll never be room for them. Can I repeat that one more time? Put the big rocks in first or there'll never be room for them. What are the most important things that need to get done every day in your life? What is the most important thing in your relationship with God? What are the most important things that have to happen in your private life, in your family life? I'm not talking about things that are carved out, a work schedule or homeschooling your kids and you have certain hours set aside. I'm talking about in the time that is up to you, at your disposal, now what are the priorities? Put those first. When you put those first, not only will it change your perspective for the rest of the day, but it will also guarantee that what really matters gets done. All right, I've got some more constructive wisdom when we come back. Eyes are on the clock and the time is flying by as we talk today about the greatest time wasters in our lives and what to do about it. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. I want to read you a couple of quotes from the chapter called Redeeming the Time in my book, How Saved Are We? If you don't have this book, I'd really encourage you to get hold of it. It'll really stir you and challenge you as much as anything I've ever written. But if you order, make sure you go through our website, AskDrBrown.org, because with the book this week, we're also sending out an MP3 series worth actually much more than the book itself. So take advantage of that special offer if you're going to order it. The Word of God exhorts us to redeem the time because the days are evil, to make the most of every opportunity. The Word of God tells us, it's a prayer in Psalm 90, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Listen how John Wesley lived. This was his rule of conduct. Do all the good you can by all the means you can and all the ways you can and all the places you can and all the times you can to all the people you can as long as ever you can. He died at the age of 88 after 53 years of ministry, raised up and organized a radical army of lay preachers, traveled about 5,000 miles a year by horseback or carriage, preached over 50,000 sermons, wrote 233 books and pamphlets, as well as read and reviewed everything of interest that was published in Europe. He pushed his 5-foot-4-inch, 120-pound frame to the limit, stored up for himself an eternal treasure that will never fade. And Wesley said, though I am in haste, I am never in a hurry. Wow. German Christian leader Basilius Schlink said this, oh, what a loss, both for time and eternity, to love Jesus with only half a heart. And Catherine Booth said, there's nothing like the light of eternity to show what is real and what is not. Neil Postman wrote a book some years ago called Amusing Ourselves to Death. As a college professor and his son followed suit, there'd be an assignment. His son talks about giving this assignment where he would have his students do a 24-hour media fast, and for some it was jarring. It was absolutely horrific, and for others the best thing they ever did. So identify that number one time waster. First principle we gave you before was to put the first things first and to prioritize how time is spent so that that which is most important, spending time with God, quality time with family, quality time in ministry, those kinds of things go first. And that everything else that is not essential gets put second. And if it doesn't get done, doesn't get done. It's not essential anyway. By the way, if you don't follow the sports scores, the game's going to happen just the same way. Oh, yeah, just a little helpful tip there. But not only that, how about just try for one day, maybe you can do it for 1 week, cut out, start with 24 hours, whatever it is that's non-essential, that's your biggest time waster. Social networking on Facebook, that was the number one that came up on Facebook. Watching TV, you can't survive a day without television. Surfing the internet needlessly, texting, needless comments back and forth, whatever it is, playing video games, identify that number one time waster and cut it out of your life just for 24 hours and use that time constructively, productively, and then see if you can go another day. Perhaps you can develop a lifestyle that is rich, overflowing, productive, honoring to the Lord. I guarantee you'll have more time for rest and refreshing. You'll have more time for relationships. Most of all, you'll have more time for the things that matter for eternity, namely spending time with God and ministering to others for Him. Make a break, friends. It's not going to get any easier, and the needs around us are only going to get greater, and we're going to have to stand before God and give an account one day. The people that were world changers were people, and are people, that knew how and know how to redeem the time. So, Jonathan Edwards, one of his 70 resolutions, resolved never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way I possibly can. Friends, let us cut out the time waste. Let us redeem the time for the glory of God, and you'll be amazed to see what happens. Back with you tomorrow.